Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, O Lord, my God, I thank you for liberating me by your Spirit from the control of the evil one in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, my God, I'm grateful to you. I thank you for setting me free by your Spirit from the control of the evil one who rules this world. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please, let your resurrection power be the engine of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, my Heavenly Father, please, let your resurrection power be the engine of my life. To power me forward. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 and 21. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 and 21 from the New Living Translation. I read, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Verse 21. So, just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Full stop. Praise God. Let's look at Romans chapter 6, verse 23 also, from the New Living Translation. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Full stop. Praise God. Death has never been an accident. It has always been an incident, an event that has been occurring, and that an event that is caused, that is meant to happen. It's not an accident, not an happenstance. Life or living is not by good luck, and death or dying is not by bad luck. Just as a diligent employee deserves his pay, so does every sinner deserve to die. In fact, everyone sinned in Adam's sin, and so everyone died in Adam's death. But thanks be to God, our Father, for Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, and through whose resurrection we have the sure promise of eternal life. Please listen. Adam brought sin and death to the human race, but Christ Jesus, the Son of God, brought righteousness and eternal life to us. As we all fell in Adam's fall, so shall those who believe rise in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So the resurrection of Jesus stands between the dead and the living. Every person is born spiritually dead into this world and needs to be reborn in Christ Jesus by believing in and appropriating the benefit of the resurrection. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says something. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 from the New Living Translation, I read, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Is there anyone there who has not been saved, who has not become born again? That is what the Bible says here. It says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This was what I did 41 years ago in 1983. And I became a saved soul. I became a child of God. I became a possessor of eternal life. I became a follower of Jesus Christ and a walker with God. What about you? If you also have taken that decision, congratulations. Let's spread it. Let's tell all our people, our loved, our acquaintances, that they need Jesus. Jesus is beyond religion. Everyone needs Jesus everywhere in the world. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of eternal life that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this great offer. We thank you because it is sure, it is guaranteed. Lord, as we go out prayerfully to tell people, may they be convinced, may they be persuaded, may they believe and be saved. We will be saved, O Lord, may we remain saved. May we continue to walk with you, improving in righteousness and holiness day by day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.